Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To another rousing edition of Kopo.
The Court of Public Opinion. Today, Jessica reaches out and says, I recently threw a birthday party at my apartment. It was low key, just 10 friends, snacks, couple drinks, hanging out. Everything was fine until my friend Sarah showed up with her 7-month-old baby. Now, I love Sarah. I know she's a mom, but I wasn't expecting her to bring the baby to the party, especially since we planned to play like drinking games. The baby just started crying almost immediately. Sarah tried to calm her down, was struggling. And finally, after the crying continued for an hour, I said, hey, maybe it's time to take the baby home. Are babies automatically invited? Are kids automatically invited unless otherwise explicitly said? Should Jessica have said, like, hey, we're celebrating my birthday. Make sure you get a babysitter? Or should that have been implied?
I don't think anything's ever implied. What a rotten bunch of friends.
Right?
Isn't it? Jessica, I don't want to come to your party. How about that? I come with my 6-month-old to a room full of my friends, my quote-unquote friends. And nobody's like, here, let me help. Or you must be exhausted. The baby's crying. Like, isn't that what friends who gather together should help with?
And I think there's,
instead of being like, okay, I think it's time to take your baby home.
There's different levels of gatherings. So for instance, there's, hey, we're having some people over on Sunday. Why don't you stop by?
Right.
2 o'clock. We're going to have blah, blah, blah. And then there's next level where you have invitations saying, there's a birthday party, 2 p.m. at this address at this time, where maybe you would say it's a themed party or adults only. Like, we got invited to a wedding where they didn't want kids there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got 2 kids. Mm-hmm. I've been down that road. I understand. I've been around lots of other kids, too. And they wanted an adult event. They didn't want to have people to have to worry about watching their kids and have, you know, just come and have a good time.
Right.
And, you know, nobody's going to get stepped on the dance floor because nobody's going to be laying on the dance floor except for Joey, who drank too much. But other than that, you get what I'm saying? Like, there's different levels.
Plus, they're
invites.
Paying per head at a wedding.
Well,
I know because we're in the middle of it
yes.
now. So just because you're invited with your plus one doesn't mean you and your whole family is invited to that.
Plus
so when
six.
They're playing, right. So when they're paying per head, that's a little different than, I didn't think you were going to bring the baby. You know what I mean? If she didn't specify, she shouldn't have assumed that her dear friend who just had a baby 6 months ago wouldn't bring it.
See, I'm thinking like Sarah needs a night out. She needs a night out on the town. New mom. Like maybe Jessica should have said, hey, grab a babysitter. But I agree with Jessica. Like you're not expecting for a baby to come. And maybe if it's the first baby in the friend group, you're not realizing like, hey, this needs to be explicitly said, but I don't know if it's the first baby in the friend group, you're not necessarily assuming it's going to be a package deal all the time.
Yeah, I think Jessica's rotten and I wouldn't have never went to the party, but that's probably why I stay home so much anyway.
Billy, TJ, Hope, it is your B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE.
court of public opinion is in session.
Copo.
We heard from Jessica. Just turned 27, had a gathering at her apartment, 10 friends. Her friend Sarah brought her 6-month-old baby, and baby was crying. Jessica didn't think that Sarah was going to bring her baby, and baby was crying so much that eventually she was like, you know what, maybe it would be best if you took the baby home. And people have opinions.
Jerk.
And that was the last time she ever saw that baby.
That was the last time I would ever see Jessica, let me tell you. My opinion, which is the court of public opinion, is that Jessica's kind of a jerky friend. That all of her friends in attendance were kind of jerks. She has a 6-month-old. The 6-month-old is crying. As friends, we normally help each other. And they, you know, it's only been 6 months. So if the baby's crying...
I would assume that's a package deal with a 6-month-old.
Jeez.
If you want to see mom, the baby's coming with her. People are chiming in over on the station Facebook page. This message says a lot of moms are exclusively breastfeeding and automatically bring their babies. Otherwise, you should not have included this friend or be more supportive of her.
See, that kills me to just not include the friend. Like, I don't think that's fair either. Like, you shouldn't be left out of social gatherings because you have a baby. I just think there's a lack of communication. Like, my house is filled with sharp edges. It's not baby-proofed in the slightest. So I would be very nervous.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nervous to have a baby running around with people drinking in my house.
Okay, you know babies don't run around, right? The baby is 6 months old. It's not running around poking its head into your edges.
She's got that big old dog, too.
Okay.
A big old dog. Isn't that a German Shepherd you got?
Oh, my gosh.
He is part German Shepherd. Yes, he's massive.
Former Russian intelligence.
Good Lord.
Kidnapped it, saved it, rescued it.
If I came to your house with a 6-month-old baby and the baby was crying... You would kick me out? Because that's basically what Jessica did.
She it had like, been going on for a long time.
Oh, my God.
By the way, the other messages we're getting, and this kind of is sad to me, talking about getting the invite to the party. There's three people that are like, I'll just read one of them. It's usually everybody in my family gets invited except me. There's like three of those on there. So,
I guess that's me too, because if I can't bring the baby and we can't cry and you guys aren't going to help me out, I'm not going to your party.
We've learned a very important lesson on the Be Morning Coffee Club. With your party invites, be as specific as possible. It'll save you down the road. It's your Be Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE, Billy Hope and TJ with you this morning.
I guess I've always thought like, okay, putting like things on an invite sounds bossy and rude to me. I don't know why. That's probably just me. But if I were to put... Like, for example, my wedding invites, I should have put, like, it's a formal affair, semi-formal attire. Like, I didn't think I would have to put that until people showed up in short sleeve shirts and shorts. I was like, what? Why? Who would come to a wedding like that? I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking. So my daughter is like the same way. She's like, Mom, remember your wedding when some people showed up and they were like dressed overly casual? I don't want that. And I go, well, we can't really tell people. How far can you go on your invites?
I think you could put formal attire or semi-formal. I don't think anybody's going to be butthurt by that.
I'm like, isn't that already known? I don't know. Doesn't that say something about you if you don't already know to wear something like that?
Would it depend on what the venue is, where it is, indoor, outdoor? Like if you're having an outdoor barbecue type wedding reception, I'm assuming you
I did not.
You can wear shorts and a t-shirt. But, you know, that's an outdoorsy, almost picnic kind of thing going on there.
Yeah. No, it's a wedding and they're going to get married outside and then they move inside.
Yeah.
And have a reception. That's pretty basic.
Are you
Same
worried
with me?
Are you worried that some folks are going to show up?
No. Ours. See, this is the thing. Morgan's is so small. There's only like 35 people.
Yeah.
So like I got all their phone numbers.
You could just send
a quick text and be like, hey, Dad,
just so you know,
please tell me you got a suit. Please show up to Morgan's wedding in a suit so I can get the word out about that. But I did learn the hard way that, geez, I got to put that on the invite. Really?
But I think that's standard, though. There's so many wedding invites where they put a suggested, whether it's like black tie optional, semi-formal attire, because some people may overdress.
Yeah.
Some people may underdress. So I don't think that's out of question. My friend had a specific theme where she requested specific colors. It was like afternoon garden tea party colors suggested.
I don't own those.
Wow. Yeah. And see, that's where
I don't think
where
I own
like,
any of those.
That's where I think the invites jumped the shark. You know?
Well, color
that's where
schemes.
It's like, okay, look.
That's for the party. That's for the people in the party, not for me watching.
Color scheme, but to tell you to have to wear pants.
Well, pants is one
or
thing.
A dress.
But what color pants is another?
Correct.
Well, yeah, khaki, blue jeans, black. One of my friends, all of her colors were green. She's getting married in October, and she requested nobody wear red because she didn't want it to look like a Christmas wedding. She's like, everything's green. I don't want any red in here.
And this was on the invite?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Textures. It's your wedding. You can have people wear whatever you want them to. If they don't want to come, they won't come.
I guess so.
I'm pro colors and brand boards and mood boards. Oh, tell me what you want me to wear. I'll wear it. It's an excuse to buy something new. I'll do it. I'll do it for you. I'll be a good friend.
Oh,
I'll go
my
buy
gosh.
A new dress if I have
See,
to.
Total opposite, she and I. If somebody sent me a brand board invite, it's like a five-page
Google what
you
that
need
means.
To do. I know.
Right. I should not feel guilty about this. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Hope. I'm Billy, 92.5 WBEE. Yesterday, I went to a movie by myself.
Is that the first time you've ever been to a movie by yourself?
No, first time in a long time, though. But I went at 12:05.
In the afternoon.
In the afternoon. And I didn't think anybody would be there. B, I was shocked at how many people were actually at the movie theater at 12:05 on a Monday. There was probably 15 or 20 people in the theater I was in, which is not a lot, but I've gone
but
to movies.
But it's the Star Wars thing, right?
Yes, it was Star Wars.
So you're Star Wars fanatic.
20th
you like
anniversary.
To, okay.
But it was a Monday, and I felt like I was playing hooky. Now, yeah. I worked afternoons for 15 years. I'm used to having normal 9 to 5 hours. Now that we've shifted everything back and I'm getting up at 3 o'clock, I'm here by a couple minutes before five most mornings, you know, check it out at noon to go watch a movie. That's kosher. That's cool.
Right.
I felt guilty the whole time.
Well, so yeah. Why do you feel so naughty?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know because it's noon and I'm like, I should be somewhere working and doing something.
Yeah. No, I get that. It's funny because I run a lot of errands in the middle of the afternoon, obviously, because of our hours. And I'm always surprised by, you know.
There's a lot of people that work weird hours like
we
do.
There are. And, I'm like, what do you people do for a living? They're probably wondering the same thing about me. You know, like, what do you do?
Every time I get in line at Costco to get gas and there's 40 cars over there, I'm like, what? Same exact thought
what
goes through my
do?
Head. Who are you people?
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.